Blog Talk Radio.
We're all told as children that when we grow up, we need to go to college and get a good job. But all it seems that college did was just prepare us to get a good job, to be caught up in life's rat race, the hustle and bustle of hustling another dollar for profit, in which another profits, and by next payday, purses and wallets are filled with lint. And dream catchers become dream passers, allowing dreams to pass through clenched hands filled with sand, blowing along the winds of time for another's hands to grasp. See, because we are taught and told how to be good workers, but not how to make our dreams our goals. We are taught and told how to be good workers, but not how to make our dreams our goals. Because we have been led to believe that dreams provide empty stomach, shattered hearts, and broken promises on misses, on opportunity for good job stability. Taught that fulfilling your dream comes on a wink and a prayer, but dare not become a lazy worker. Life becomes consumed by 10-hour work days, paid not your worth and wage, trapped in cubicle box like cage, trying to fit the standards of corporate America. And when you're all used up, they get rid of you, only to be faced with the dream you left on the shelf, not listening to self on how to make it work, but being influenced by other people's words, penetrating your psyche, believing that they're your own thoughts of all life is about is just going to work. Work without a purpose is superfluous. You not fulfilling your dreams is cursing the ancestors, because their life lives on through you. And your dream is a piece of the puzzle to be construed, not concealed, but to be shared with all so that truth may be revealed. So get up off your butt and chase your dream. Get up off your butt and catch your dream. The illusion of life is not what it seems, and success comes with the attempt of your dream. So dream. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take.
Hi, this is Black Business Builder, a brand new show here on NBBTA Radio Live. Black Business Builders is a great new program of the National Black Business Trade Association. As the song Dreamcatcher stated, I'm ready. Are you ready? It's time to step things up. Black Business Builders, a program at the National Black Business Trade Association, wants to build people first and foremost. A business opportunity is launched every day and folk are overwhelmed. Join us here on Black Business Builders as we support you in strategic decision making and meet phenomenal people who are Black Business Builders. Our two phenomenal people for today, our special guests are Hussein Hill of the Oral Buffet and Yolanda Lamar, founder and national president of Women Entrepreneurs of America, Incorporated. Hello, Hussein and Yolanda. Oh, I'm sorry, I have to unmute them. Hold on.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon and good morning to those Central Standard and Pacific Standard Time. So we first here on Black Business Builders, we're going to first talk, just give one moment about a description of what Black Business Builders is so that people would actually understand Black Business Builders. Now, Black Business Builders is a business development training membership program developed by the National Black Business Trade Association, that's NBBTA, in keeping with the organization's ongoing Black Business Awareness and Advocacy campaign. So we ask you to join the Black Business Builders Initiative and help promote Black Business Awareness worldwide. Now, as a Black Business Builders member, you gain access to great membership benefits, plus you also receive our Black Folks Guide to Making Big Money on the Internet training series, PowerPack resources, Black Business Toolkit, the Black Business Roll Call Live Networking, and you also earn revenue money with the PowerPack Reaffirmative Action Plan, that's REAP. So this Black Business Builders show is to teach you more about the Black Business Builders program and learn about the people who are Black Business Builders. So I first would like to ask our guests, could you first introduce yourself? Let the audience know who you are.
Absolutely, Anne. Good afternoon again. Thank you so much, Jacqueline. And welcome, Hussein.
Thank you. Welcome to you.
This is Yolanda Lamar, founder of national president of Women Entrepreneurs of America, Incorporated. We are a 501c3 nonprofit membership-based organization. Our mission is to empower and support women in business, and we provide resources to those that want to start their own businesses. And I'm such an honor to be on the call today with you and Jacqueline.
I'm Hussein Ali Hill, host of The Oral Buffet, heard on the National Black Business Trade Association Radio Network, NBBTARadio.com, as well as a partner in catering business, La Divas of Chicago Catering, on the web at www.ledivas.com, and the executive producer of La Divas Underground, a cable TV show seen in Chicago on CAN TV, Cable Access, Comcast. And I'm honored to be here, honored to be a member of the National Black Business Trade Association, and honored to be black and a business builder.
That's great. Okay, so you both introduced yourselves and what you do. So we know we have Yolanda with the Women Entrepreneurs of America, Incorporated, and Hussein Hill with the Oral Buffet. Now, that is the number one show on NBBTA Internet Radio. And just to let you know, NBBTA has two radio outlets. We have the internet radio at www.nbbtaradio.com. And then we also have the live format here on Blog Talk. So you get to hear the shows twice. And the Oral Buffet is the number one show at MBBTA Radio.
Fantabulous. Congratulations, Hussein.
Thank you.
And then he has the La Divas catering service. So what I'd like to next ask each of you, now, in your roles with your entities, your companies, your initiatives, what are your key objectives in your roles? You know, what are your goals? What are your, you know, personal goals, your business goals?
Well, being the founder of phenomenal organization like WEA, which stands for Women Entrepreneurs of America, Jacqueline, approximately 6 years ago this year, I saw a need to assist not only African-American businesses, not only exclusively women, but businesses that are looking to not only grow their businesses productively, but a camaraderie of building relationship with businesses. And as a black business owner myself, I have various entities of for-profit businesses geared towards not only supporting African Americans, but helping educate, building your business wisely. It had always been a purpose for me to share the wealth of knowledge about getting your business started, structuring your business effectively, and learning how to build alliances with fellow business associates, whether they be African-American or of other entities. The Black Business Builders concept to me is very phenomenal because, again, it's all about building people first. And that is what we are all about, building the mindset of entrepreneurs and knowing the opportunity that is out there if you are structured and running your business in a much more solidified and successful way. The great opportunity about being a part of Black Business Builders is the camaraderie that you form with the various decision-making entrepreneurs and the most phenomenal people that understands that it takes a village, not only to raise a family, but it takes a village to help support other businesses, you know. The networking, especially the online networking, has been such a dynamic source of connecting other African-American businesses. And with that, the associations that we build helps us allow to build a much more personal development of helping one another. And again, with the awesome work that Hussein Hill is doing on MBTA and the alliances that he's building, he's just an epitome of what Black Business Builder is all about. And an organization like WEA allows individuals to join a group of not only women but men to help the camaraderie that helps support that. So that's my mission and purpose in all this, and I just continue to pray that we all as a culture continue on a much more better scale of supporting one another.
Yeah, I amplify on that. we do need to work even harder to network. It's crucial in an economic downturn such as the one we're facing right now, so that we can all stay in business. And then when it turns as a cycle, as there are cycles of life, and we're a more prosperous time for all of us, we'll be able to grow. But it all first starts with networking, working together, and our mindset. And for me, my mindset is not to first try to find what's in it for me, but within my nature to try to help you achieve what you're trying to achieve. And I just feel that the universe will pay me on the back end, and it always has, and I'm still here, living proof of that.
Okay, that's great, Hussein. So, are those some of your personal objectives and goals with the Oral Buffet?
Well, my personal objective with the Oral Buffet is, well, you have to understand how the Oral Buffet started. The Oral Buffet started not as it is now. It started by simply getting an email from Lee Green, the chairman of the National Black Business Trade Association, stating that you could have your own radio show, which wasn't quite sure how that was going to work or what I was going to do with it. So when I first got the ad, I did what most people did, just, you know, let it sit there. And then I got another ad saying that I could get the first 90 days for the price of 1 month. And then I immediately went out and bought it because that's just how I am. I always want to get a bargain. But still, I didn't know what I was going to do with it. I thought that maybe I'll just do a 30-minute show once a week about La Divas Catering. Well, as it turns out, I've never done a show about the Divas Catering in the 2 years I've done the show. The show has taken on a life of its own. I've been honored to interview celebrities and just about everybody, the man on the street to Angie Stone, Yolanda Adams, Hill Harper, some more, Christopher Play Martin, Bobby Caldwell. And there are going to be more celebrities come in the next 2 or 3 weeks, but I haven't confirmed who they are yet, so just have to tune in to see who those people are. The point is that I just went out on faith. I took that first step, and then I didn't fall, and I took the second step, and I just kept on going. And it's partly me, and it is partly more than me. It's partly the people who helped me, and it's partly the creators, because I didn't know these people, and I interviewed Deborah Hall on my show, not looking for anything in return, and then months later, she sent me an email and asked me if I wanted to interview Bobby Caldwell, and it took off from there.
Okay. That's great.
Okay, that's great. Just switching back and forth between the different phones on the format. Sometimes my voice goes in and out. So, you two are two phenomenal people, and I really did want to pick one male and one female to have on the show just to represent, you know, the diversity and two viewpoints, and just to let our audience and people know there are, you know, all different types of people that are black business people, but to see what the common thread is. And we can really see from your objectives and goals, you know, one of the main things, everyone is about service. They do understand by serving and helping others that you get back.
Absolutely.
And that's really what it's about being a black business builder, is really just helping one another and just being strategic about it, you know. We all give into the pot, we all reap, and we make sure, you know, if we have one business doing well and then we all come back and help the next business and help the next business, these are proven systems that have built communities since the beginning of time. And so that's just what it's about.
Yeah, Jacqueline, but I have to be honest. You know, one of those things that I see wrong on the Internet is some of the same things I used to see wrong in corporate America. That is, when people pitch you about a product or feign interest in your business or service, that's a turnoff to people. You have to want to be legitimate, and you have to want to be genuine in your concern about what you're doing and what someone else is doing, and you have to be for real. And being for real and being genuine is a cornerstone of my success. And it's not because I saw what was in it for me. It's because I truly was concerned about how I could help somebody else and how we both could grow. And you get too many solicitations where people are just interested in what's in it for them. And that's not going to work, not for me. And the other thing is, when I'm talking about this, is I don't understand from a spiritual perspective or just as a human being perspective the concept of why some people, not just black people, people period in the world, put down one side to bring another side up. That doesn't work. It's contrary to the secret. It's contrary to the universal laws of attraction. The deal is this. Mother Teresa was asked why she wouldn't go to an anti-war rally. And she said that if you have a pro-peace rally, she'll be there, but she would never attend an anti-war rally. That's the concept. We have to stop being anti-things and be pro the opposite.
Yeah, well, if I can interject, and again, I've always admired a lot of your passion about us as a culture and on the online networking camaraderie that we've built over the last couple of years. I want to interject to say that, as you stated earlier, and this is truly the whole nuts and bolts to this, it is the mindset of individuals. And I say that is because when us as a culture always want to start a business and get it started, we truly are not open-minded to the things that is needed, the back to the basics concept. It doesn't change. The whole script doesn't change on how to start a business. But truly, you as an individual that has a product or a service that you're trying to connect with someone else really comes from you. And when individuals hear your passion or your tenacity or your consistency or whatever, that's what sells whatever the product is. But if you're not sincere about this product and it's all about making that bottom line without a structure to it, trust me, all those entities that you address is going to be revealed. That's just it, and that's just all, you know. And I say to say that is because building that business development concept of who you are as a business person starts with you. And if you don't have no one that is mentoring you or pretty much nurturing you, or better yet, being a survival of your existence in the business world, trust me, this is the reason why those type of entities and those type of things are revealed. And it's unfortunate because as a culture, that is one of our, one of our downfalls. But I am just honored that I had the pleasure of connecting with Lee Green. And I, too, as to you, as well as Sister Jacqueline, is that Lee Green is a true entrepreneur extraordinaire in my eyesight. And he leads by example. So, again, if I'm going to be a part of anything, whether it's MBBTA, Black Business Builders, I'm going to follow the example of someone that shows and educates us on how to become much more successful in what we're doing or in anything else, enhance it.
Yolanda, you're 100% correct. Let me say this. Well, it's imperative, no matter what you do, no matter how small your business is, that you have your act together.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. I've had legitimate business. I've had hustles, legal hustles. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
At one time back in 92, I had my legal hustle was to sell Christmas trees. Okay,
mm-hmm.
But when you came to my Christmas tree lot, my Christmas trees were in order. They were numbered. They were coded. They were in good condition. I had the money. You didn't have to run down and get me change.
Thank you.
I gave you the customer service. I cut the tree off the bottom. I wrapped it on string and put it on top of your roof, and I said thank you when you left.
Absolutely.
That's no different from when I was in corporate America selling million-dollar mortgages. It's the same thing. It didn't
Absolutely.
Much, it was the same customer service. It's the same thing. It wasn't slipshod. It
wasn't. But we get lax on the fact that, and again, you know, when we look at this whole concept of online networking, that this is how a lot of us have met. I was a true offline networker. I truly believe in going to networking events and functions and stuff. I needed to be able to look at folks and look at their body language and hear their 30-second elevator speech on really about what their business is all about. Trust me, they might have a gold mine of a business, a service that I just have to have, but it all starts with the individual that you're going to be doing business with. And so I appreciate the what is offered in Black Business Builders, where you can go online now since we are truly transitioned over to the paradigm of online networking to see the opportunities that is being given to individuals like ourselves about building your business. But it still starts with that one-on-one point of contact whenever you get through with it.
Whether it's
you know, just to let you guys know, I want to let you know I really agree with everything you're saying. And it's so poignant. And that's why the reason why the show has come about, Black Business Builders, is simply we started the Black Business Builders program. And Lee put out to the community, we really need to, you know, step things up. So I said, well, what I can do is use what I have. It's, you know, that's one of the first faults I find with a lot of people. We don't realize what we have. And that starts spiritually. From the dawn of time, we have been equipped with everything we will ever need in life. We already have it. A lot of times it's just our viewpoint and thinking frames that we don't realize we really have what we need. We're surrounded with the people, resources, and it's about reaching out and networking.
Absolutely.
And coming online and networking is the where you really realize how faulty, you know, we are networking, and maybe even why some of your offline networking doesn't work, because it's not about just pushing the product. It's about getting to know people first. I've done an offline networking event, and I do events. You must have a mixture. It's on and offline.
Absolutely.
You know, because that's just a good marketing mix. Online is a wonderful tool, wonderful way to connect in order you connect back with people on and offline. But this is called a Power Networking event, and I actually use, you get your Power Network card that has 10 questions on it that you have to fill out. The first person that fills it out wins the prize. But it requires, you can't go to one person and answer all 10 questions. They have to be 10 different people. And they're just basic, silly questions, all different kinds of questions. And people wonder why. I said the purpose is you have to take the time to get to know someone. Even on offline networking events, people come in, hand a bunch of business cards, talk to you for a half a second, maybe get a 30-second speech and move on. You couldn't tell anything about that person. I don't know how, if you haven't connected with hardly anyone. I've went to so many events that just felt cold. As opposed to we're networking, like if you're not, everybody, had their groups, their crews, their cliques. So I formulated the questionnaire just for people to get to know one another.
That icebreaker concept.
And for you to, not just icebreaker, but to get to know something about that person. Like, I will pose one question to you guys right now. Who can tell me all the names of the Jackson Five?
Let's start with Reba, Jermaine, Jackie, Tito, Marlon, Michael, and Janet.
All right.
And I cheated because I'm from Gary, Indiana, so I know.
Hussein, can you whistle us a song?
No.
Oh, wait a minute. Not ABC.
No.
Not ABC. Come on.
Not a couple bars, or two bars of a song.
Not even as good as a whistler. One, many talents, but that's not one.
So those are like the fun different things that we do, What's the last book you read, Hussein?
Say it again?
What was the last book you read?
The last book I read, I'm still reading it, actually. It's Hill Harper's Letters to a Young Brother.
All right.
Good book.
Yeah.
Great book. Great brother.
Which I have autographed from Hill Harper.
Which you interviewed on your Oral Buffet show.
Yeah, exactly. I finally got the book after all these months.
And I tell you, the phenomenal brother, because he was up in Cleveland, Ohio at our national headquarters, and one of my board members had the opportunity of Kimberly Taylor, who started a male component to support young brothers called Young Men with a Purpose. And she had an opportunity to meet Hill Harper at his book sign up in Cleveland, and she too have connected with him and got some wonderful pictures with him. So Hill is really out there showing his support in supporting young brothers in society. I think it was great, and the interview was great too as well, Hussein, that you had.
Thank you. Well, he's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. He could easily just, spend his money that he's getting from CSI and the other ventures he's doing. He didn't have to give back, but it's in his nature to give back. So that's what it's all about.
Yeah. It's really important that we really learn people first, and that's why we wanted to take this focus. We are going to, teach people about the Black Business Builders, and we have to give you some necessary background just for the show to make sense, But
being me, I have to keep it real, even though today is Friday, and I normally, tell like it is on Tuesdays. But I have to say this too. Here's the deal. In addition to the fact that we need to grow relationships, we also need to have a change in our mindset, our paradigm shift, and that is that when you enter any organization, I think of it in terms of what JFK said, it's not what the country can do for you, it's what you can do for your country. So if you're going to join this organization, Black Business Builders or MBBTA, we're looking for people from the mindset who are coming to give, to work together, to get something as a collective, not what we can do for you. And if that's your mindset, you can still join. But I just want the people who join under me to have the mindset of I'm in this to win this for the collective, because this is imperative for all our survivals economically. If we don't work together, we're in big trouble. This country's already in big trouble. And it's even going to get worse if we don't all work together, regardless of our race.
Well, I'm glad you set that tone, Hussein, because you know what? That's one of the key things in anything that you do. Set the record straight on what type of individual are you looking to do business with, market with. Trust me, you want to do business with people of the mind like. In other words, this is a serious component of what we're trying to do. We're looking for serious-minded individuals to join us because the bottom line is what we're trying to make is our bottom line. But we can do it together successfully if we're all on the same page. And I think if that is pretty much addressed at the interim of anything that you are a part of or formulating, it will help weed and seed out those that are not serious about what they want to do.
Let me amplify on that. Since we both talked about Michael Jackson, on the outside of the studio, when he did We Are the World, there was a sign, and it said, check your ego at the door.
Now. You must. Ooh, Lordy, you need that.
Thank you.
Okay. Because look what you had on stage. You had Prince. You had all these different people side by side, elbow to elbow. You got to believe it's got to be some egos there. It's a music business.
And trust me, the reason why that song was a success is because they came to the door ready to do it.
There you go.
They came here ready to work.
They came here, the value of time, the value of studio time.
They came prepared, which is, again, a big lesson. Like these things we speak, they go across not just organizations, business, but the mindset, once you change your mindset, your thinking frame is everything. That's how you view things, process information.
But it starts
from the door. Because if you know how to treat people, if you take the time to get to know people, and the key in taking time to get to know people is listening. If that's a skill you bring to the business table, your sales will be phenomenal. Because people will tell you how to sell them. But if you don't listen to them, and if you don't have a conversation with them, how do you know how to address them? Even if you have your product, the best salesperson, what they do is they take whatever product they have and they convert it into the answer to another person's problem or their goals, hope, or dreams. But
right.
If you don't find out what they need, you can't help them.
It's really important that you do care about, because you know what? Hussein said earlier, you're talking about it now. There is that component called the with them concept. What's in it for me? Y'all been talking about it over the conversation since we've been on the call.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, when we're on the phone, you understand that, and Hussein understand that. You're not doing this just for the heck of it. So you have the with them concept, but it's how you present the with them concept that brings someone a little bit more closer to one to purchase or be involved with you, because guess what? Your whole with them concept should be, how can we make this happen?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are you bringing that can assist me with this project? And then this is what I can do to bring this. Then we put some closure to it, and that's it, and that's all. Without all the other elevated bullcrap, that's not needed. But as a culture, we have to learn how to start seizing ourselves and being more proactive in connecting with those individuals, because it's unfortunate that it's only going to be a few. Trust me, I know Hussein understands what I'm saying. I'm quite sure you do. But that with them concept is just as sure as we're on the call important to your bottom line as well, because you want to know what do you get out of this as well.
But as Hussein spoke, there's a law, it's called a law of return. And the law of attraction, you know, and it's the law of giving. When you give, you receive. The law of return says whatever you put out is what you will get back.
Yeah, but
so you might have to be mindful. That's when they say karma is a bee.
Yeah, but
that's what all of that's about. I tell my grandson, sometimes he says things out of his mouth, and I'm like, Omar, you must be careful about what you are saying. I said, enough,
Jackie,
comes back void.
But Sister Jackie, it still goes back to the mindset when people first entwine. So a lot of people don't understand that. A lot of business people don't understand that. I mean, we could speak it, but I'm saying that how are you going to be able to dissect or disseminate those individuals from those that do understand it? This is where the trials and tribulations come into as being entrepreneurs. Because we want to do business with these people, but how do you identify these individuals that don't understand that concept? That's where it starts.
Well, as I believe, and reason why I have you and Hussein and the different people that that are on the show and all, and everyone, in life we lead by example. Whether you realize it or not, you would be surprised who's looking at you.
Absolutely.
And, you know, for me that has been a blessing. Sometimes it just seems so quiet and I'm just doing my thing and I'm thinking I'm having no impact. And you walk in some place and someone knows you or they're like, you know, you get a response and you know, they've seen what you do and they hear it.
Right.
And, or a little child, you know, a lot of times, you know, see it a lot. Sometimes I see it a lot in church or I work with youth.
Sure.
And you think those children aren't paying you any attention, and then they will say something. They will regurgitate what their parents say, the whole issue of gossip.
Sure.
Somebody is always listening. Somebody is always watching you. You never know. So leading by example is just the best thing we can do. Even
Absolutely.
When we make mistakes, if we just admit we make mistakes, move on, and keep always do our best, that's the best example you can lead by. And so when we do our best, that's where the law of attraction comes in. You start to attract those people that are looking to do their best.
Gotcha. Well, let me go backtrack on something that we said. When we are pitching our products, our services and goods, when it comes to listening, it's also important that we deal with being honest. Because
excuse me one moment, Hussein. We have another caller on the line from 928. Can you introduce yourself?
Hey, how are you doing, Jacqueline, Hussein, Yolanda? This is Fran. I just called in. I just got the email. I wanted to support you, and I like what I hear so far. So good afternoon.
Hi,
good afternoon, sweetie.
Well, this is important because you're just as equal any of us to be on this call because you lead by example and because you do everything that we've talked about, Fran. So I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad I'm here, too, and also I'm going to have to go back and listen to the archives. I'm just a little tardy on that email, but I'm here now, so go ahead and do your thing.
Oh, I just wanted to say something because it's crucial to what's going on in the world right now, and that's this. When you sell a good or services, there may be a downside. In the case of the mortgages, the case of adjustable mortgages, the downside is that it's going to adjust and usually goes up, and it's a rare time that it goes down. When you sell a person that product, you need to explain that to them and make sure that they understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's unethical and even immoral not to, because
mm-hmm.
what we see now is people are being foreclosed on, and they've lost their house, they've ruined their credit, they've wasted their money, and to profit from that, I don't think in the end that you'll get away from that, because I truly believe that all debts will be paid either on this plane of existence or the next.
Definitely. So, I mean, we must always realize that spiritual laws are always in effect. I mean, they just
Absolutely.
Are. You know,
sure.
We can do whatever we will. What we're doing, I responded to a post someone said about, you know, being successful and different things. And, you know, it's just my true belief. I said we're born in sin, and I believe the sin that we're born in is the ignorance, because we don't know who we are or whose we are. And our life back to God and learning, you know, just getting back to our full selves, because God already mm-hmm. exists within us. And a lot of times we're consistently for love in all the wrong places.
Mm-hmm.
All outside of ourselves, and all the time, as Patti LaBelle says, I've been here all the time. So we really have what we need. It's an issue of a mindset, and we, you know, you can't separate the spiritual from the business because we're spiritual beings, and it's in the manner how we treat ourselves and how we grow, how we learn how to treat others.
Absolutely.
So, Fran, what's your input?
You know, I agree with everything that I have heard, and I think the most important thing is to, you know, be the change and be the vision that you speak about. So often we say things or we reprimand others for not doing this or for saying this and they shouldn't have, and we look at ourselves and we are looking in a different mirror, so to speak. So it's a matter of consistency and being humble and just being open for self-correction. So many of us aren't open to that. And self-correction, there's nothing wrong with that. If anything, it's very empowering. Regarding what Hussein said, I think it is sad. It's a reality, and I know real estate, you know, being a property owner does go in cycles. But it doesn't take away, you know, the deceit and the fraud that were done by, you know, so-called professionals. And unfortunately, a lot of them in the industry, mortgage industry, will not be caught or prosecuted at all. It just, you know, devastating.
Oh, some of them will. The FBI is looking into Countrywide, and I know someone who, well, I don't want to go on all that. Just someone who will be caught, and I know a case, case in point. However, Fran, I just want to chide you a little bit. You paraphrased Gandhi and didn't give him credit for that. It's we must be the change we seek in the world.
Absolutely. It's true. I mean, Gandhi said it too, as we all know, and then many leaders and even ordinary people like all of us have said it, but it's true. It's just a matter of humbling and being open to that self-correction. You know, it starts with us, and we are human. We know that. That goes without saying. But we just have to check ourselves, just thinking before we speak, before we accuse, you know, or even every action we make. You know, what's the motive behind that action? We just ask ourselves that question. We'll be more successful. What's the true motive?
As a trained performer, we used to joke about that. What's my motivation? But it's true. What is your motivation?
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing it out of love? Are you doing it out of ego? Are you doing it to be petty? Is it hubris? You know, what really is? Because I can say something else to you, and we get to a couple of minutes we got left. With cyberspace, this is a great tool, but this is a great danger as well. We've already had one young lady commit suicide. She was like 13 years old because of what someone wrote to her on her MySpace. It turned out to be an adult, but still. Actually, that's worse in a way.
Yes.
This is dangerous. It's dangerous to put things out there that aren't true or that you don't know if they're true or just to say things. It's no different if you got outside on a soapbox and just said things you don't know if they're true or not or think they may be false and you put them out anyway. Or you know that will hurt someone else. The power of life or death is in the tongue. And it hasn't changed whether it's on a telephone or a radio show or a TV show or what you write in a blog or what you write online.
All righty. For our people here, for each one of you, we're going to play a commercial, and when we come back, I have one question, including you, Fran. If you had 30 seconds in the whole world listening, what would you say? So here's our commercial by our sponsor, Exodus International Travel.
Hello, everyone. My name is Donna McKeithen, and I am founder of Exodus International Group. We are a tour and meeting planning company located in Alexandria, Virginia. We provide quality, cost-effective vacations, cruises, and tour packages, as well as historical and educational programs for groups and individuals. Also, call us if you need international meeting assistance for your business or church. We are your cultural connection to the continent of Africa. Visit places like Ghana and Senegal and the Gambia and Mali and South Africa. Also travel to Europe and Asia and the Caribbean and South America. And we offer many other destinations around the world. Interested in international business or coach class tickets? Give us a call. Our staff has over 20 years of experience in the tourism and travel industry. Visit our website at www.xisandxray.com or call us at 703-971-9660. Thank you.
Okay, if you had 30 seconds in the whole world listening, what would you say? Yolanda?
Well, what I would say is that I would offer love, peace, and prosperity to everyone and tell them that God loves them and so do I.
Right. Hussein?
Never, ever, ever be afraid to speak what you feel is the truth from your heart, regardless of the consequences, even if it means losing your life.
All right. Fran?
Amen to those both. I would say that whatever projects that you have left unfinished, whatever tasks, whatever relationships that are broken that you feel need to be mended, go ahead, take care of that, and live each and every day as if it's your last.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. That's wonderful. Well, I want to thank our guests for being here on our first Black Business Builders show. Yay!
Congratulations. Fantabulous.
Okay, and our guests have been Hussein Hill, host of the Oral Buffet and owner of La Diva's Catering. Hussein, real quick, can you tell us about La Diva's, you know, how to connect with it for those in the Chicago area?
Real simple, www.LEDIV.com. Fine Cajun and Southern cuisine. If you mention you heard about this on this fine show, I will give you a 30% discount good until the end of this year.
Wow.
That's a deal. We got to hold you to that one, Hussein.
No problem.
Okay. Anything you, any announcements you have, Yolanda?
Well, first of all, thank you again, Jacqueline, for being on this dynamic call, as well as it's always wonderful being first. And, again, having Hussein on with me and the fabulous friend Briggs on. I just want to announce that, you know, Women Entrepreneurs of America is truly seeking more like-minded women entrepreneurs to join our national expansion. Again, a great opportunity to join more women that's in business and giving back in your community. Our goal is to give back to women transitioning, and we want to be able to teach and educate the power from within on learning how to give back in support of others. God bless you all.
How can they reach you, Yolanda?
They can reach me at www.freewebs.com/WEAINC.
Okay. And for everyone, for Black Business Builders, just visit www.blackbusinessbuilders.com. Also, over here on MBBTA Radio Live, all you have to do, you just look as you're looking, and if you are catching this as an archive, just visit www.blogtalkradio.com/NBBTA, and you'll see the show. The video is posted. It tells you about Black Business Space, and the links are there to the Oral Buffet, to WEA. So all of our guests, you can link to them and right here from MBBTA Radio Live, and you can find their Black Business Builders. So join us. It's $14 a month. The amount of food you waste eating out, fast food, which you shouldn't be doing in the first place.
Okay.
If you just redirect some of your eating out money and just redirect some of that money to building Black businesses, and you can join Hussein, Yolanda, me, Black MBBTA, whatever. Just click on the link, learn about the program, and help us build Black businesses. As we close here, I would like for everyone's prayer. I'm leaving now to go to the hospital. My mom goes into surgery for a cardiac
mass. Yes,
and
ma'am.
And this is the effects of not eating correct, so I mean what I say. So,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes. So if everyone give us some prayers and give her some prayers as she go into surgery.
Mm.
And we thank you for joining us. And as always, peace and love.
Peace and love. Jesus covers all healing.
And
thank
happy
you.
Resurrection week.
Amen. Yeah. That's right. Use that word. That's what it's all about.
All righty. Enjoy your day, everyone.
Hey, Jacqueline.
Yes, we're on the air, yes.
Oh.
Okay, I'll connect right with you. Now,
one,
have a good day.
Two, three, four.
Hello?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't know better.